Don't try texting then paper.
May I ask the audience to keep quiet, please, otherwise we cannot conduct our news conference. Oh.
Can we start? You cannot hear the BGs if you make so much noise yourselves. Did they never stop with this experience?
I think it will continue probably.
Huh?
Well, shall I introduce you?
Huh?
I think you're going to be able to do it.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, the executive director of UNICEF, if we could hush to listen to Henry Labouis.
Hello. This is a very, very special occasion in which we welcome all of you. It's a very rare situation. It's a very rare situation to find the Beatles, David Frost, and Robert Stigwood in the United Nations all at the same time. And I hope it's not the first time. We have just met with the Secretary General and Barry and Morris and Robin Gibb have told him of the project they are undertaking in collaboration with David Frost and Robert Stigwood for the benefit of UNICEF. It's a very great honor for UNICEF, and we are extremely grateful to them for what they're doing. It's not only a question of raising funds, but as evidenced in this group here now, their concern for the children of the developing world will spread an awareness among large populations throughout the world. I'd like you to know a little bit about UNICEF. We are working with 100 countries, the developing countries, to provide health, nutrition, and education services for their children. We are dependent entirely on voluntary contributions from governments, from individuals, and particularly from people like our talented guests here today. UNICEF has worked for many years, and the developing countries have tried for many years to improve the situation of their children. The declaration of the Year of the Child, 1979, by the General Assembly, was evidence of the fact that the world community does not think that enough is being done for children. And so IYC should be an impetus for a great deal more. And with the help of individuals such as those here today, and with the countries of the world, we have high hopes that 1979 will be a launching pad for a great deal more to be done for the children of the developing countries.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think you have in front of you details of the project to which Henry Labouis was just referring, and we thank Henry for leaving his executive board meeting to join us. And just running over it briefly for a moment, and then I will throw it open to you, the ladies and gentlemen of the press, to ask Barry, Morris, and Robin whatever questions you have. As you see from the press release, we're here today, hopefully, to make a major contribution to the International Year of the Child by the launching of Music for UNICEF. And the Secretary General has just said in a very eloquent speech. What he said here in the press release, an outstanding and generous initiative. I'm confident it will be of immense benefit to the needy children of the world. And as in this press release, Barry says, we are donating one of our latest musical compositions for the benefit of UNICEF. And the whole plan of this is, as Robin says in the press release, that this is only the beginning, that other composers will come along, other composers will donate a song for UNICEF, and the founder composers will take part in this gala concert in the president's presence of the Secretary General, which is going to take place in the General Assembly in January. A special that will be live from the General Assembly, and at the same time as that, we'll have material taped and filmed all over the world as various founder composers sing with the children of the world all over the world. And as Robert Stigwood says in this press release, it's planned that every penny raised by Music for UNICEF will go to UNICEF. That's true of everything to do with the venture. The Bee Gees' own efforts as both composers and as singers, no production fees to anybody, no profits to anybody. Everything will go to UNICEF, and the music is going to be administered by the Chapel Music Company without fee. A record is also planned by UNICEF of the gala concert in January. And really what we hope we're launching here today is something that will build and snowball from here. We hope that the example of the Bee Gees will be followed, and we think it will, by the other great composer singers of the world who will also contribute to Music for UNICEF, because the important thing to realize, of course, is that with music income, that it goes on and it grows. It's not a once and for all thing, it goes on and it grows. Both Robert Stigwood and I are privileged to have been part of developing this project, but most of all, it was made possible by the generosity of the Bee Gees, of Barry and Robin and Morris, and therefore at that point, having just summarized briefly the thing, I want to throw it open to you. We're all very excited about the potential of Music for UNICEF. In the long term, it's very difficult to put a figure on it, but in the long term, with the great knowledge that the income from music grows over the years, in the long term, the figure could be as large as $100 million. Anyway, at that point, I want to throw it open to anyone from the floor to ask, or indeed yell, whatever questions you may have. Gentleman there, yes. Could Barry talk about the latest musical composition? I don't know whether you've decided which one yet, but...
Yeah, I mean, we just have to decide which one it is. But hopefully it will be a number one record, and hopefully that's where the money will come from. But there's, you know, we will decide at the time.
Basically, it's going to be a favorite record, and it's not been selected yet. The commitment has been made, the record, the song has not been selected yet. Yes. Why did you choose the year? I'm repeating these questions because I guess the rest of you can't. Since I can't hear them, you probably can't either. Why did you choose the International Year of the Child, and why did you choose UNICEF? Can we switch up this mic, please? Could we have all the microphones switched up, these four, so that one doesn't fade out? Thank you.
Yeah, obviously it's the best one, because it reaches afar, goes a long way, goes to a lot of countries. I think it's the best charity organization setup we've ever seen, and it goes straight to the children.
And it's a non-political thing.
And it's a non-political situation. And we've made a lot of money in the last 2 years, and we'd like to give some back, and I think that's the way to do it.
Next. Yeah. Any further questions? Yes. Could you tell us where the interest in UNICEF and how it started and in the children?
Well, our interest is really on the child. I think that's the thing, and yeah, UNICEF deals in that.
Our interest. How it
could we
began.
Switch out Robin's mic, too?
Oh, I'm coming to that.
Oh, go on. I don't mind.
Well, it started a couple of years back when we did a concert at Madison Square Gardens. We donated the funds from that concert to the Police Athletic League.
Which deals with children,
once again. And amongst ourselves, we needed a much bigger channel, a much bigger way of helping other children. PAL is but one. UNICEF goes a much further way. That's how our interest grew, and that's how we found out about UNICEF. Sorry.
Do you have children of your own?
Oh, yes, indeed. Oh, yes. We're working all the time.
A question for Mr. Stigwood. What was your reason for getting involved in this also, Robert?
My reason is a 25% reason. I think it's very important. Our music industry is much maligned, and I think the public get a very wrong impression of the people and artists of the music industry. And I think there are so many fine people in the industry that it is absolutely the correct thing for the Bee Gees to do, to be the leaders and show good example to the rest of the community that there is more to the people in the industry than the scandals and cheap things you read in the press about them. There are many, many fine people, and I think it's tremendous that the Bee Gees lead the way.
Yeah, can I... Can I just add here that the objective is not for the Bee Gees to give something. The objective is to get other writers and other well-known people who write well-known songs to donate a song as well. That's the whole idea. We're just rolling the ball.
Yeah. Gentleman over there, sir.
Being in the same continent of Latin America, do you have any plans to have a personal appearance or organize a concert in some place in Latin America?
In Latin America? Do we have any plans for concerts or personal appearances in Latin America?
It has been difficult up to now, but we love that part of the world. We would dearly love to do a concert there. We would dearly love to tour there. Yes. And I think within the next year to 2 years, we will do so.
And I think we can add that we hope that in this gala concert in January, that in addition to the live concert from here in the General Assembly, we will also be filming and taping songs around the world in the various areas that will be benefited by Music for UNICEF, and so that one of the songs by one of the founder composers to whom Barry refers will certainly come from Latin America.
Yes.
Are there any more questions, friends? Yes. Pardon? Yes, I think I can probably deal with that one, that our other artist going to be involved. Yes, as Barry said, this is very much, and as the press release says, what we're launching today is what we hope will become a snowball. And we have already had conversations. I have had conversations, Robert has, and all three of the Bee Gees, with other composers who have indicated that they would very much like to join in this initiative. And so that's why I mentioned in the announcement that we hope to be able to announce the first list of founder composers in the month of June, in fact. Sir.
Everybody sings here.
How will you feel about singing in the General Assembly?
Great honor. Yeah. Definitely a great honor. What else? We're looking forward to it very much.
Yeah. Lady there, yes.
Screaming fans, for instance, can ensure that
sorry, can you say that louder?
How can we, the public, and among the screaming fans that you hear, ensure that the project succeeds and goes forward to do what it wishes?
What can the public do?
How can they feel secure that it will go through, that the money will go to the children?
How can the public participate in Music for UNICEF? Well, that's a marvelous question. I must say, thinking immediately, one would hope that knowing, and this is something we can all say, because nobody stands to gain a penny from it. It would be wrong to say this if they did. But the one way that we hope that the public will indeed participate is that when UNICEF produce, for instance, the souvenir record of the occasion with all the founder composers in addition to the Bee Gees on it, we hope that that will have support around the world. And we hope also that this special will dramatize the work of UNICEF around the world. And I would say that the other way that this project can have an impact and the public can help is to join your local branch of UNICEF, your local UNICEF committee, and see what there is to be done in your locality for UNICEF. And we hope to dramatize the exciting work that UNICEF is doing in this concert in January. But thank you for that very constructive thought. Thank you. If there's any other question, and then... Okay, if there's any other question before the conference draw, if there's no other question, yes.
I'm from a country called Fiji, and I would like to thank the Fijis for a wonderful effort.
Thank you very much.
The lady is from Fiji and was thanking. British guy, from Bee Gees, thanking the Bee Gees. Thank you. Well, I would like to thank you all, ladies and gentlemen, for your questions here today. Thank you all very much indeed for coming.
Thank you.
And we hope this is just the beginning. Thank you.
Thank you.